We see all sorts of fun things on the internet. The Red Blue Quiz from Slate Magazine. Take the quiz and find out, are you a red stater or a blue stater? I just got a few of these, Jon Stewart. Well, I pegged that pretty easily as a comedian. That makes me a blue stater. I must say, I didn't know the answer to this. Anyone know? What? Nobody knows? I guess we're in a blue state. The answer is Dale Earnhardt. When he died in a stock car racing, he was driving car number 3. But then I got really suspicious of this quiz when I came to number 4, which are the Quad Cities. Anyone know the Quad Cities? Quad Cities are Rock Island, Moline, Davenport, and Bettendorf. This is on the upper Mississippi, the border between Iowa and Illinois. If you got that right, that means that you get 5 points, I believe, for being a red state person. Here's the problem with this. It's a solidly Democratic voting area. Rock Island County voted 57% for Kerry. This area, yeah, it's not a red area, it's a blue area. So maybe the people who made the quiz didn't perhaps know as much about so-called red America as they might have. Well, going a little more humorous or a little more offensive. Now, many people found this map offensive. It's all over the internet. This appeared after 2004. You can find this many places. I show it actually not for humor, but to illustrate a point, which is that at least in some people's view, this polarization was so extreme that they were questioning, at least for comedic purposes, the unity of the United States, throwing those blue voting states in with Canada and separating the other areas into a different place. We'll talk about the religious divide in a bit.